Look, I'm fully aware of how much COVID has messed with our lives this past year. Many of us, for the first time in our lives, have felt trapped, stuck, or even helpless. Now imagine that not just being a year, but a life or a generation of being stuck. That's what happens to kids caught in the cycle of poverty. They are truly stuck. But there is good news. This doesn't have to be their story.
And that's where you come in. I'm sure you didn't wake up this morning thinking, I'm going to be a hero today, but you can. For $38 a month, just about a dollar a day, you can make sure a child living in poverty gets the things they need not only to survive, but to thrive.
You provide your sponsored child food, a better education, clean water, and medical treatment. And here's what I love about partnering with Food for the Hungry. Your gift also helps other kids in the community. So you're not just helping one child, but you're also helping their friends a little as well, because FH wants to build up the entire community.
The other really important part is you get to write to your child and encourage them. This is your faith in action, and your support and the words you share with them will carry and inspire them to accomplish more than they even dreamed possible for themselves.
With everything going on, I know it's easy just to take care of ourselves and put this off till tomorrow, but kids living in poverty, tomorrow feels like an eternity. Plus, I'm telling you that sponsoring one of our Food for the Hungry kids will not only help them, but it will also change you. There is such joy in helping innocent kids who didn't ask for or do anything to deserve this. And we've been blessed with so much in our lives. It's a blessing to be able to sponsor these amazing kids.
It only takes a minute and costs you nothing to see if this is even for you. So check it out, fh.org/Wally Show. Again, that's fh.org/Wally Show. You can also follow FH on Instagram and Twitter.
Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. All that stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today, including birthdays and weekend plans, because it's Friday.
Woo! I can't believe it's Friday.
Oh, it's so good. If you've had a long week, we feel you, because like all day yesterday was one of those things. I felt yesterday was Friday because we work ahead a lot of times. So like we get off the air and we go and we plan the next day's show. And then sometimes we have extra content that we've moved. So we start moving it to the next day and the next day. And pretty soon I'm looking at a day or two out of like, oh, good, we're prepped and ready to go. And I get so far ahead of myself. And so all day yesterday coming in, I thought it was Friday. And then I'm like,
terrible.
And then you got that extra day. You're like, no.
That's a rough feeling.
I feel like Thursdays are not the best day in the world. Like Wednesday, you're like, cool, halfway. Thursday, it's like you said, you come in, you're like, okay, this is the last. Second to last.
I feel like this has been happening to you a lot lately.
Yeah.
You get the wrong days.
The further we work ahead, we went to a small group last night for the first time. Like my wife finally was like, "Yeah, I'm good with this." Which I'm like, "Yeah, when we go out to eat, what's the difference?" And so we went to small group, and I like, "Yeah, me lobbying to go to small group. I just wanted to live a normal life, you know." But like, so we go to small group, and it's funny because the pastor that's in it. We have new couples, and he starts talking about, you know, the makeup of it and how who's been with it the longest and what we do and everything. And then he's like, "Oh yeah, and we need to wrap this up by 8 o'clock or Wally will fall asleep." He's fallen asleep in a few videos.
Well,
and I'm like, "Yeah, man." I'm like, "I'll own it. By Thursday, because of my schedule, I'm tired."
Yeah.
And we're doing it on Thursdays now. It used to be on Mondays. Now it's on Thursdays. I'm like, there's a good chance that it'll be 7:30 that I'll be out.
We do ours on Mondays, and I personally do not care for it because Sunday night is the night of the week that I sleep the worst, personally.
Oh,
because it's
just
like that readjustment from Saturday into Sunday. You're like, cool, I sleep.
Right.
And then Sunday into Monday, you're like, oh, I gotta work. And I'm thinking about the whole week.
Yeah.
So then we go to Monday night, and every time it's 8 o'clock, I think I get a little passive aggressive. Mm-hmm. Not with like words or anything, but I'm usually like, checking the news.
You start yawning.
I wake up early every day.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I just owned it early on and was like, "Hey guys, just so you know, I work early in the morning and I get really sleepy around this time. And so if you see me tuckered out, just leave me alone. Like, just let me sleep through it. It's fine. It's not gonna hurt anybody. I'm going to heaven. We're good." And so they've all just agreed to that. So I had to indoctrinate the new people.
That's awesome.
So, okay, just don't touch him. Don't touch him. Don't wake a sleeping Wally. That's what the rule is.
Don't give him the comfortable chair tonight.
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. So it was fun though. It was good to be back and see like people again in that setting. Because we've talked about this on the show before. I'm not a giant like small group fan. I get why they're important, you know. But I have another group of people that are my life people, you know, kind of thing and stuff. So, but my wife really enjoys it, and so we go. But boy, instantly last night, the thing that I don't like. like about it was like it all came back. And it's like, okay, anybody got any prayer requests? And then it's just awkward. Yeah. And then people feel like they have to come up with something. And like, oh, yeah, my neighbor's friend's cousin got their toe stuck in a fence the other day. And you're like, are they okay? Did they lose their toe? Oh, no, they're fine. Like, but that's not why. Why? Like, I don't know that we need that. I don't know. I'm a bad person. I'm a bad believer. I get it. But, like, those things are the things that waste time. We did do a thing where you go around the room and one fact about you, and we had to guess, you know, who it was.
Game.
Yeah, it was fun. Like, because we just had dinner last night. It was kind of like, it wasn't full on, you know, Bible study. It was kind of get to know people. And that was actually kind of fun. Like, I enjoyed that, trying to guess who had these weird facts about them and stuff like that. So that was cool. All right, so let's get into some stuff here. This is something that I found that I wish we'd gotten to on the show today as well, but I like that we can talk about it here because we can talk about it longer form. The unrealistic things you see in movies all the time.
I can tell you one that always bothers
me. Okay, go. See, instantly, you know one. Yes, go.
When they don't say bye at the end of a phone conversation, they just hang up. It's like, what if someone had another thing to tell them?
You're right.
I mean, but they'll just say, the captain is headed this way. And then they just hang up the phone. What if there was more details?
Yeah. And I've never ended a phone call without saying goodbye to somebody. Never. Like, you always
say goodbye. Even if you're mad at them?
Yeah.
Mm. Bye.
I'm trying to think if I've hung up on... So I have hung up on maybe two people in my life.
You've hung up on plenty of people in the studio.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't count. Like, that's
work. Oh, that
doesn't
count. Okay.
Yeah, like, I'm talking about people that I have a personal relationship with.
Those people deserve it, probably.
Oh, yeah, I remember I hung up on that one person, like, a couple weeks ago or a couple months ago. Oh, that yeah. Just driven me nuts
questions.
And nuts. This person just was... Oh, driving me crazy. And I'd gone on. I'd given them like 14 minutes of time off the air. And I finally, when they just wouldn't say anything and were like, I'm just like, what's your point? Okay, I get you don't like me. Just tell me why. I don't care. Just tell me what your point is. And they could never make a point. And I finally went, you're done. And just hung up on them. but in my personal life, I don't like that. Absolutely. Some of the things that made this list, that no one ever has to wait for anything. Like, everything just pops up. You know, like, you need a taxi. Taxi! And then they show up.
Yeah,
coffee,
I get that.
You're not waiting in line. How long have you waited in line at Starbucks to get your stupid drink?
30 minutes.
Way too long.
In TV and movies, you order it and you walk down the counter and it's there. Like, what?
Yes. Also, another unrealistic thing, and I've said this before about the show 24, that guy never goes to the bathroom.
Right, yeah. You don't
see
the downtime. Yeah. Lack of paperwork in police movies, that's funny, because cops have to write many reports. You have a friend that's a cop.
He's like miserable with that kind of stuff. Oh, I can't. I couldn't be a cop for the actual, you know, action part of it. Like,
first of all,
that's the first thing. But then second, yeah, the paperwork sounds annoying.
Being able to hear right after gunshots, that's an interesting one. Because like when they're firing guns right near each other's heads, there's a reason you wear hearing protection. Mm. It's loud, especially when you're like watching an action movie with all these rifles. It's loud.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I mean, I guess if you were doing it all the time, maybe you get used to it. But your ears ring, especially when they're shooting right by your head. Mm-hmm. And so that's not a good. Always finding a parking space.
Oh, I wish.
Women whose hair is always perfect in their makeup.
Please.
We hate them, right?
They are the worst.
Yeah, absolutely. Being able to leave for a trip without planning anything. I always love that. They're like, we're going to Europe on this trip. And then the next thing you know, they're at the airport. You're like, you didn't even go online. You didn't even book anything.
And I mean, to a degree, I get some of this. Like, if
sure,
they
you
got to
move the story forward.
Right. If we saw this, we wouldn't pay attention.
It wouldn't be a movie.
Yeah.
Right.
Let me see. This is one that's funny that I think is so not real. Like, when they have the family in the kitchen before school and everyone's eating breakfast, the dad's getting his coffee and his briefcase, and like,
it's not going to happen.
I never remember a time like that in my family. Never. You know, because it was always chaos to try and get us out of school. And I mean, half the times as I'm running down the driveway, my mom's throwing pieces of bacon at me. I made bacon! Because I had slept till the last possible minute, which I still do to this day. I sleep till the last possible minute.
I don't blame you. I do the same thing.
Betty is dreaming of sleep right now. That's all she's thinking about. She's so
tired
today.
I'm on the struggle bus today.
Yeah. She's dog sitting, and the dogs kept her up 3-4 days in a row.
Yeah,
at 2 a.m.
I think we talked about this in the podcast a couple weeks ago, but I had a friend of mine that she asked me if I would dog sit for her three dogs, and it's been fine. It's been great. The only bad thing, and it's a pretty big bad thing, is that they wake me up every morning at 2 a.m.
Yeah, and you're like, why this time?
And I don't know. It's always around 2 a.m. And it's just, like, I let them go to the bathroom before I go to bed, which is around 8. But they still will wake me up around 2, and they'll go to the bathroom.
That's 6 hours, yeah.
Yeah, but
they're supposed to be able to sleep through the night.
Well, and not only that, but when their mom, their owner, is in town, they'll do it.
Yeah.
But with me,
you're like the substitute teacher.
They think they can take advantage of the situation.
But see, I don't want to take any chances because the last thing I want is for one of them to have an accident on the bed when I'm trying to sleep.
Fair. Yeah, because then it's worse because then you got to wash the things.
Right. So I'd rather just take them out. Oh. And the thing is then they'll go out, they'll do their business, they'll come back, and then they'll quiet down again.
Yeah. But then sometimes you can't sleep.
Sometimes I can't go back to sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. So this, at least this, I'm so glad you did this because it cured you from wanting to get a dog.
That's true.
Because you were like, I'm thinking, I'm going to get a cute dog.
I don't know.
I'm going to name it Steven.
And now I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Not going to do it. I'm just a cat person. Yeah. And that's okay.
There's nothing wrong with that. Nope. People always like, oh, you don't like dogs. What's wrong with you? Well, dogs are a pain. They really are. They're a pain.
And they're like, stinky.
Cats are so easy. I know. It's like dogs and kids.
But I'm telling you, and I know some very close personal people that will give you a hard time if you say, I prefer cats over dogs.
Oh, yeah.
It's like they just think you're the worst, the scum of the earth.
Yeah, and cats are so easy.
We all have to agree.
No.
Take a freaking chill pill.
I have days when
Why are dog people so much better than cat
tired.
People?
I can tell.
Jeez.
I have days when I don't. Brutal. There are days I don't want Ellie.
Oh,
around.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, the times when, like, I have to get to bed, but I have to walk her.
Right.
And she, you know, I'm a sucker for playing with her. Mm-hmm. So, like, I could just take her out and go to the bathroom and come back up.
Sure.
But usually she ropes me into playing for 15 minutes.
Right.
So maybe that's my fault.
Dogs are fun, without a doubt.
And cute?
Yep.
Like,
super cute.
Other people's dogs are like when you're an uncle. You're the fun uncle, and the kids, like your sister will bring over the kids, like, oh, it's fun uncle. And you play with them, it's great. And then when it starts getting real, you just send them back. And you're like, oh, that was so good. Mm-hmm. But like, that's the way it is for me with dogs. It's like, I love other people's dogs when I can play with them, and then I just leave.
You don't have to pay for them.
Yeah, it's
take care
so
of them.
Good.
It's so and here's
good.
Another thing, too. When one of them went outside, they have long hair. And so he goes outside, he uses the bathroom.
You're tired.
Well,
you're tired. Watch your words.
I will.
I'm just warning you.
Something was hanging to the fur.
I guess because she's tired and then like she loses all filters.
Things were hanging to the fur that didn't get left in the grass. And so you have to get like doggy wipes.
Yeah.
Ew.
I'm telling you.
Now, I didn't have to do that with my cat.
Now, having a dog is a good primer for having a kid. Because they always want to play. They do disgusting things. You're always at their beck and call.
Tire you out.
So if you can handle a dog, like, and you like actually enjoy it, odds are you'll be fairly decent with a kid.
Well, now we know that Gavin shouldn't have a kid because there's going to be some days you don't even want the
right.
kid.
Yes, exactly.
All parents have the moment when they're like, stop.
Not me. I always loved my child.
Whatever.
Oh, please. He's the one that just said he doesn't want a dog at all. So you're fine, Gavin. You're fine.
No, kids will drive you nuts, man. Like, like there are days that your kids try your patience and you love them. You love them to death. But there are days where you're like, I don't want to be around you right now. And you know what? And that's okay. Like, I think
because they probably feel the same way about you.
For sure. I think with my kid, and especially the older that she's got, but I was always really direct with her. I'm direct in life. I'm direct with people. And I was always really direct with her. And if I thought she was acting like a brat, I would tell her. I'm like, hey, you're being a brat right now. I'm not going to accept this. This is unacceptable, you know? And so we didn't have to spank, like, later on in life. You know, we did that all that stuff early. But, like, I definitely would be honest with her. I'm honest with her as an adult. You know, she's navigating the things she's navigating and, you know, with like anxiety and stuff like that, I'm like trying to help her navigate that, you know, without undoing anything that she, you know, is in counseling for or whatever. But I also don't want to placate her with falsehoods, you know, and so I'll be really direct with her, you know, and like, no, you need to toughen up on this one. And I know it's hard for you because maybe you're not wired that way, but you have to get thicker skin or you're going to be consumed. Mm-hmm. So that's just fact, you know, and so those are hard conversations, but I think you do your kids a disservice if you won't have those, you know, and it's tough. I've had that tough conversations with her that I never wanted to have. But that's where parenting comes in. It's not all just playing with the dog outside, you know, and it's hard, but
refer to it. Child as a dog.
I was just tying it back to Gavin's dog thing. Yeah, that's okay. All. And the last thing on this thing, the unrealistic things we see in the movies, it's weird we got way away from that. But the villain wasting time instead of just killing the main character.
Oh, the little speech.
Yes.
At the end.
The homily. You're like, come on, man. You could literally do. And then you're like drawing this out for suspense. And you could have been done with this and moved on. You could have been at Applebee's already, like after this, and already saved the world, or destroyed the world.
Another one, too, is in horror movies when the victim goes down there to check out what the sound is.
Yeah.
Why do you do that? Like, everybody knows you don't. You call the cops. Yeah. It's hello.
You just move.
And exactly. You just pack up.
If the realtor says 20 families died in this home, then don't move.
Don't buy
in.
It. Don't buy that one.
I mean, I feel like no matter I shouldn't how good have of a to deal say this, but
I will tell you this. I will tell you this, and I think years ago we talked about this. We were talking about aliens and ghosts and things like that. Like, I don't believe in ghosts, although I believe there's a spiritual realm, you know, because you've got the Holy Spirit and Jesus and God. You don't see. I do believe in that, and devils and angels. So I believe in all of that, but I don't believe that someone dies and their body gets trapped in your house and can't get out, and their big thing for eternity is to turn your light switches on and off. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I'm an annoying person, and I think that's funny, but, like, I can't imagine that being my whole thing for eternity.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't believe in any of that stuff.
That just contradicts the idea of, like, basically, like, of heaven and
right,
hell.
Right, right.
Like, that, two options.
Now, all of that said, if somebody, you know, I'm going to look at two houses, and one goes, hey, this is a house that's great house, and you'll love it, and it's perfect for you, and it was built yesterday, and it's great. And then someone else goes, this is a really great house. It is a historic home. It's beautiful. You're going to make your money on it.
Buried on an old cemetery.
Buried on an old cemetery, possibly haunted. I'm probably going to take the other house, even though I know in my soul the other thing doesn't exist. But then I'm like, I don't want to chance it. I don't want to take a chance, you know? So I'll buy the other house.
Chicken.
My daughter at 8 years old put her foot down on a house that we were looking at in the same neighborhood we live in. There's an old cemetery from the 1800s up on this hill, and we were looking at a house that the back window, the back room, looked into it, and that would have been her room, and she was like, absolutely not. I'm not living in a graveyard house, you know. It was. I'm like, you'll live there if I say so. She's like, and at that point, I was like, you know what? There are other houses. I'm not gonna traumatize her and make her live in a house
and
with a graveyard.
Here we are.
Well, like, there's a graveyard outside the window. If I was a kid, that would have freaked me out too.
Yeah.
There's no way I would have done
me
that.
Out now.
Yeah, yeah. Gavin's not buying that
not
house.
Doing that.
Oh, I know Gavin, but
you guys wouldn't either.
All right. Speaking of movies. John Woo, he's the guy that directed Crazy Rich Asians. Did you see that?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Did you guys like that movie?
It was all right.
Yeah, it's all right. So this is so frustrating and so sad. He's apologizing now for how he portrayed South Asian characters. It's like, and he's Asian. It's like, so he's writing this story all about Asian people. And so in the story, there are Asians that are like guards. There are Asians that are servants. There are Asians that are having all these other normal jobs. But he feels like he has to apologize for the stereotypes of these Asians. And I'm like, wait, you also had the main characters being the heroes, and they were crazy rich. Like, you told a story about Asian life that, yes, did it have stereotypes? Yeah, but we all have stereotypes, and the stereotypes expounded upon is what makes comedy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And like, if without the stereotype being blown out of proportion, you lose, like, the sense of humor. But the fact that he feels, because people online get all bent out of shape, that he feels as an Asian director has to apologize for doing a movie with Asian stereotypes seems like pure lunacy to me.
I don't know.
I don't know the, like, I don't know, you know, was you said South? I don't know South Asian culture well
right.
enough to, you know, be able to say, hey, like, yeah, no, he didn't do a great enough job. But it does seem interesting that the guy who would know it best, and
right.
when you do make a movie,
but maybe he wanted to apologize. Maybe he does see something wrong with what he did, And then who are we to say he didn't?
That's true.
Because I am me to say that. No, I mean, I get, but I think it all comes from pressure from a small minority of people that have power on the internet, and then they try to shame you into thinking you did something wrong. I don't think you did anything wrong. But then to save face, you know what? I could have been more sensitive. I could have done this. I should have done this. I'm sorry. You know, it's like you didn't do anything wrong.
Well,
you know?
Maybe he thinks he did.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
And if he did, then he needs to apologize.
Where do we start it? But where do we stop at that point? Like, we're never going to be able to tell any story ever again because somebody's going to be offended that you made a black person work at a hotel or you made a white person a serial killer. You know, like, you just, where do you stop? You know, there are certain truths in life or there are certain stereotypes, there are certain patterns in life that exist. And if you're not making people look bad inside of that, but you're just reflecting what's there, I don't see how that's a problem. Or if it is a problem, then we're never going to be able to tell a story. Now, all of that said, I think it was really interesting that Hamilton chose to tell a story with predominantly white people, you know, in history with a mix of races. I thought it was really interesting because at first it's kind of weird. Like you see George Washington come out as a black dude and you're like, oh, wait, that doesn't match history. Mm-hmm. And so it challenges your perception of what is a historical representation versus a historical slash creative representation. Yeah. And I thought that was a really interesting choice and a good choice. I think it was a really cool thing. It's kind of like, do you guys remember Disney's Doug, that cartoon?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
They made all the characters. I used to know the guys that created the cartoon. Like, I worked with them on other projects. Mm-hmm. And they purposely created the characters all with different colors and like blues and oranges and reds. And like, so they weren't making it like black and white or anything like that, but they purposely, intentionally designed it where the colors weren't normal human colors, you know, kind of thing, to tell the story of we're all different, we see each other different, but we exist together, you know. But I thought that was an interesting thing with Hamilton to break down the traditional roles and do mm-hmm. it like that. And I think that you're seeing more of that. I know my daughter auditions for things all the time in theater. And you see it constantly now. I think it's going to be more and more of a trend where it used to be, you know, the chisel jaw white girl is the lead of this Broadway play, you know, and because that was the stereotype, that was the mold or the model for it. And now I think you're going to start seeing, thanks to Hamilton and other shows, you're going to see that it doesn't matter the race of the person that's being cast. You know, it should just matter their talent, honestly. I mean, that's the be-all. But even if it's a historical representation, that race is like a background thing now, which is actually, I think, progress. I think that's actually really cool. And I know he was cognizant about that. And so it's interesting if to see 5 years from now what impact that had in entertainment, and then how does that roll out into life as well. So there you go. What do you got, Lady Rock?
Jimmy Fallon asked his viewers to do another tweet session. So this one is, add a word, ruin a sports team.
I love this concept of adding mm-hmm. a word, ruining something. This is so good. I can't wait.
The San Jose Loan Sharks. The Denver Chicken Nuggets. The San Francisco 49-year-olds. The Chicago Build-A-Bears. Comic Sans Antonio Spurs.
Come on, that's good.
Genius. The Houston Snot Rockets. The Charlotte Murder Hornets. There you go, yeah.
That's awesome. I love that bit. Like, I never want to steal bits from people, but sometimes if we'll do something like that, and we did it with Christian Songs one time, and we copped to it that this is a Fallon bit, because I hate when people steal bits and pretend like it's their own idea. But that's so simplistic, and it's so genius. That's awesome. All right. Well, with that, Lady Rock.
Yes.
Birthdays. Not a surprise to Betty, even though she's tired, she's on it. Yeah.
So tomorrow, Chloe wanted to celebrate an anniversary.
Not Chloe, really?
She wanted to celebrate an anniversary.
Yes, Chloe. What is it?
It's the anniversary of Wally's terrible space heater joke.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. That is awesome. Everybody made fun of me for that joke, and it was gold.
Nope.
It was gold.
You want to tell it one more time?
I can't remember.
Exactly.
It was like, what one thing would you take with you to space? And you said a space heater.
Yeah. So good. So good. Space heater.
Emma, her sister Bridget is celebrating a birthday today. She said Bridget is a super funny girl and loves to make food from different cultures.
Oh, that's cool. We used to do that in my house. My mom would do, like, once a month, we would do, like, a different country and, like, not just the normal, like, okay, we're going to do Chinese tonight and talk about China. But it would be, like, we're doing borscht and talking about Hungary. Borscht? You're like, what?
Wow.
But it was, my mom was, like, ahead of the homeschooling curve. Like, we weren't homeschooled, but she was a teacher, like she at heart, and she wanted to teach us things, and so we would have dinner and a presentation sometimes. It was fun. It was cool memory.
And then Anne wants to wish her husband Josh a happy birthday. He loves the Wally Show, and Smart. He would love to hear the birthday song.
All right, Josh, for you, one time and one time only. Happy birthday to you. I'll tell you, if I ever get a job serving, that's going to be my audition. I'm going to like go in, like, look, I need some work, and I'd love to serve people, and I know I do the birthday song, I crush it.
Bring your tap dancing shoes.
I crush it.
Question. Would you rather be able to sing incredibly or have the dance skills of a pro?
I'll go for singing. Because singing is something you can do anywhere, and it always floors people, and it could take you through life more than dancing, I think. Dancing's fun.
But if you were a professional dancer, then you would be able to get exercise while having fun. And that is something I struggle with.
Oh, do you?
I can't have fun when I exercise.
You just haven't found the right thing yet. Have you tried rollerblading on ice?
What? No.
It's very the sheer effort that you'll that it takes to get up when you fall is going to be what lifts
I have not
fitness.
Done that.
You started playing tennis.
I did.
Yeah. You having fun with that?
Mm-hmm.
That's
I haven't
fitness.
Played in a while, though.
Yeah.
Working on my fitness. He's my witness. and that's it.
All right. So with that, weekend plans, weekend plans. Everyone's got weekend plans. Yes.
Wally.
Weekend plans. Oh, me. I have to put my house back together. So we had to take literally everything off of our walls, and we did had our inside painted. And so now I've got just a full room of just stuff. And so we're actually going through it and paring it down. But then my wife, dadgummit, you've been in my house, Rock. You know the computer table that I built that's a nice natural edged wood poplar, and it's got cedar legs, you know, and stuff like that. And I don't think she wants that in the house. Not that she doesn't want the table. She doesn't want the computer station right there where it is now.
I get that.
Because she really likes the walls now, and they look good. And so then now I got to get rid of this computer table that I built that I love, but I have nowhere to put it. I have nowhere else to put it.
You can't put it upstairs?
No, upstairs covered.
Well, I wouldn't get rid of it until you clean out that whole place, because you've said there's clutter.
Yeah.
So clean out and really make sure you keep what you want, because there may be a space you can find for it once you
I like that
clean
thing.
Out.
Yeah. I thought about giving it to our painters, because they both really liked it. So I'm like to me, I'd rather give it to somebody that I know appreciates it. Mm. And it's like, this is really nice. Like, I'd almost rather give it to them. But yeah, I was kind of bummed. And then there's another table she wants to get rid of. Like, we're getting rid of stuff. A sofa table, a long sofa table that's multicolored. I'll take a picture if either of you want it. And she decides to get rid of it. I'd rather give it to someone that wants it than drop it off.
Y'all need to have a yard sale.
I know. Yeah, that's a pain. Like,
setting that up sounds awful.
And I even was like, because it's a nice table. I mean, I probably now could get $100 for it, you know. But like, it's just the headaches of Facebook Marketplace and all of that. Mm-hmm. I just don't even care. I'd rather gift it to somebody that would like it, you know, kind of thing, and someone that I know or a friend of a friend or someone that's going to appreciate it versus and bless them versus making money on it, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's mine.
Wow. Okay. I am still dog sitting till tomorrow.
Dogs are winning. Dogs 4, Betty 0.
I'm outnumbered. But I have a friend that's coming over, and we're going to get lunch. So that'll be fun. Nice. And then tomorrow, Joy, her that does afternoons, her little boy is having his birthday party
tomorrow. Oh, nice.
So I'm going to go over.
He's a year already?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Snap.
That's crazy. That has flown by for them.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, probably not for them. Maybe for you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I blame. Boy, it's so easy to raise them when they're not yours.
That whole somebody else's dog thing.
I will tell you this. That is a cute kid. And that was a kid that was cute from the jump. Like, a lot of times, babies look like aliens. You're like, what in the world is that kid going to look like? This kid
Especially boys.
Yeah, this kid was a cute kid right from the get-go.
Yeah, he could be a baby model.
Yeah, he really could. And he's sweet. Like, Joy left him with Betty to watch, and so I kind of got roped into it. Just not that she needed my help, but just I like kids. And so I was playing with him and stuff like that. He's a cute kid. He didn't fuss, didn't cry once.
No, they were preparing us, saying he will, and he never did.
Yeah, it's funny when Hunter, Joy's husband, came over. Like, he's definitely spent some time with the kid because he was Mr. Mom. He had the bag packed. He's like, okay, now here's a sippy cup. You're going to want to do this. I'm like, good for you, man. Mm-hmm. Good for you for being an involved dad, you know, in your kid's life.
Mm-hmm.
Gavin.
Oh, I'm going to go get the first shot of the vaccine.
Oh, nicely done.
This afternoon for Pfizer.
Nice.
And then my wife got it yesterday, says that her arm just hurts really bad today.
Okay.
So if I can walk away with just that, then
yeah, it's a good day.
Totally fine. The caveat to that is that we said that we were going to go help some people move out of the house that we're going to move into. So we're going to go kick them out as fast as we can.
Evict them. It's
basically
an eviction.
Like, we'll show up early and work really hard tomorrow.
Yeah.
But hopefully, I don't know, I can push through like arm pain. Like, that's not too big of a deal, but I guess I'd just rather not deal with it.
Yeah, yeah. Moving
so
stinks.
I'm just kind of hoping that.
Because you have to help somebody move and then move yourself.
Exactly.
Like, that's a lot. Yeah.
And like, they're in a small group, so it's like, it's all worth it. They're going to provide pizza.
You're young.
It's going to be a good time.
Yeah. You're young. That's what you do when you're young. You go help people move and stuff like that.
Tomorrow.
I would actually, if somebody was like asking me now, hey, Wally, will you help me move? I'd be like, what's your address? I'm going to send you movers. It's just easier.
Do you want to help me move?
No.
smart, Gavin. Smart.
Well, I'm going to send you Betty. She's a
I will
move.
Be no help. Well, that's true. You did.
Oh, you owe him.
I'll get you a.
You owe him.
No.
You owe
no.
me two moves, too, Rock.
Is that what this friendship is about?
No. Yes, it is. Oh. I got to get something out of you after all these years. Come on now.
That's rude.
Yeah. So I got a couple moves. I got a move maybe coming up. So.
I'm gonna pull a trick that you do. I'm gonna injure myself on the first thing that I pick up.
I was carrying a washing machine down a slippery hill and I slipped and it fell on me. I'm like, okay,
that
I'm
was
done.
With Zach.
That was me and Zach. Yeah, we're moving Matt Herrick, I think. I'm like, I'm done. I'm going home. I'm too old for this.
Yeah.
All right. With that is gonna do it. We won't have Aftercast next week because we have an event
or a podcast
next week. Yeah. So we won't have Aftercast or podcast next week. We apologize. But we will be back on after that the following Monday as normal. And so, as always, thanks for being a potty.